This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a time.
Well, a huge welcome, one and all. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6 o'clock and I'm here with you up until 8 o'clock now. And as ever, before I get into the show proper...
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I'm here. We're not in the right room. It's weird.
Winnie, there you are.
Yes.
Fabulous. Good to see you.
Oh, I've only got one room to clean today. I'll be out early.
That's lucky, isn't it? That's
oh,
nice for you.
Yes, I was going to hoover up the other one, but there's nothing to hoover.
No.
There's nothing to dust. They've taken it all away.
Well, it makes your job a bit easier, doesn't it?
And guess what, Mr. Simmons? You've got a letter as well. Nobody told you, did they?
No.
There's a letter there. Look.
Oh, I really have.
On the table. Oh.
Well, this is rather lovely. Exciting.
Open it up. What does it say?
You want me to open it
does
now?
Does it say you're adopted?
It's been sent from America.
Ooh.
I've got to open that later.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
I'm
I really am.
There is a genuine letter being sent to the Phoenix FM studios. I've never had... This is 3 years I've worked here. I've never had any post.
Dear Mr. Simmons, you've been playing a song we don't want you to play. Please cease and desist, or we will come round and send the boys over.
Yeah, that would be scary. Clearly.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, I've been doing some research.
Have you, Winnie?
I've been worried about the news where they're talking about these mobile phone 5G things.
Oh, and Huawei and all that.
Oh, I've discovered that they've been around a long time, Mr. Simmons.
Have they?
All the way back to medieval times and beyond.
Really?
Oh, yes. They mention them. They mention them in the Bible and in carols as well.
Do they?
Yes.
Please tell me more.
Yes, I don't know if you realised one of the biggest carols we sing at Christmas, we've been singing about Chinese mobile phone companies.
I don't realise that.
We all sing it. Away in our manger.
I was just going to say, I remember that hit show from the 80s about policemen, Huawei 5-0. That was good.
Oh, no, that's not nothing to do with the Chinese. That's all to do with the people from up north in Newcastle.
Is it?
Yes, that's
Huawei 5-0.
Marvellous. Well, it's been emotional, Winnie, but I need to get my show going, really. And with it being National Tug of War Tournament Day...
Oh, I've got to go over there. Willie Tuggies as well. Yes, he's got his rope ready. We're going to have a little bit of a laugh with the neighbours.
Well, I hope you have a lovely time this evening.
Over the fence. Well, I don't really like them, really. If we can pull them over into the mud, that'd be hilarious, Mr. Simmons.
Well, I wish you all the best. If you're having a Tug of War Tournament today, then I sincerely hope you win. And so, to ABBA. Bye, Winnie.
Bye.
I don't wanna talk about the things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. There does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it all.
Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. And this is Ben with you tonight with the show that goes like this once again. Hope your Tuesday is totally marvellous. It's just gone 6:10 in the evening. And from our new studio position in the Phoenix FM studios, let me just explain briefly to say that we have a Studio 1 and a Studio 2. We usually broadcast from Studio 1. Studio 1's being refurbished, so we're now in Studio 2. I'm not able to see out the window as easily and give you those fabulous weather reports that I know you love on a Tuesday evening. I can tell you it's relatively pleasant, though. I can remember from my drive-in. And I've got a view out of about half of a window, which is slightly blocked, but I can see it's not raining, so it must still be relatively pleasant. And it's been pretty warm all day. It was a lovely day yesterday, wasn't it? I did my garden, got the lawn mowing done and some edge trimming, so to speak, and a bit of hedge trimming as well with a rather large cutting tool. So that was my gardening excitement for one day. Hope I don't have to do it again for a long time, because I don't really love the old gardening. But anyway, that was ABBA with The Winner Takes It All to get us going, because yes, lots of crazy holidays on the 21st of July, National Tug of War Tournament Day. So, you know, get a big rope, get some friends together, 1 metre plus if you've got masks and lots of hand sanitizer, 2 metres if not, and, you know, have a tug of war if it's possible to organise. Doesn't really happen very much these days. It's not a big event, is it? Should be an Olympic sport. That'd be brilliant. Bring that back into the Olympics. Tugs of war. Yes, do it. That's what I say. So a lot of the tracks you're going to hear in the early part of the show, anyway, are somehow related to tournaments, winning or losing, or maybe even tugs of war in particular, which is quite difficult to find tracks that literally relate to it. But you guys have been creative as ever and sent in some examples. But as well as National Tug of War Tournament Day, it's also National Junk Food Day. It's National Be Someone Day, and it's Legal Drinking Age Day. I think that's celebrated more in America on the 21st of July, where, shockingly, you have to be 21 to legally drink, 3 years later than here. Must be surprising for 19 and 20-year-old Americans that come over to the UK as tourists. They must love it, mustn't they? Anyway, let's keep the music going in the early part of the show, at least. All my regular features coming, celebrity birthdays, Ben's impossible question, legend of the week, and a hotly contested poll to look forward to. Get ready to be interactive as ever on the show that goes like this. Great to have you along. Keep it here, 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com. Tugs of War, are they the Cardigans' favourite game?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Most certainly is, and hope your Tuesday's still as marvellous as it was before you heard the Cardigans on the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. If you're new to the station and new to this show, great to have you along. If you just happen to switch your car radio on or just tune your dial to Phoenix FM at random, what a brilliant coincidence that you've done so right now to tune into this show, which is one of the wackiest on this station. Completely interactive as well. Lots going on. Lots for you to get involved with if you're listening. You can just sit back, let it all wash over you, enjoy the great music that you're guaranteed to hear up until 8 o'clock. But also, if you're listening on the internet, open up that other tab, get on Facebook and Twitter, get ready to get interactive. Ben Simmons Radio is my page on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio is my Twitter profile as well. You can see me on there. And I should say a huge thanks to Maria from the Isle of Wight and to Dave Bourne, who suggested the opening track for the show, which was The Winner Takes It All by ABBA. And I suggested myself My Favourite Game by the Cardigans, because I like it. Losing my favourite game. You know, if you're in a team struggling with a tug of war on National Tug of War Tournament Day, then maybe you would be losing your favourite game, if a tug of war was your favourite game, not just something you happened to be doing. Anyway, enough utter ridiculousness. More of that to come throughout the show. See, again, if you're new to the show, lots of utter ridiculousness guaranteed. And there will be my hotly contested poll coming up in about 10 minutes' time. And then after that, I will be introducing you to Ben's Impossible Question, where basically you have to guess something that I tell you is impossible to get absolutely right. Although there is a small chance someone may be able to get tonight's Impossible Question absolutely right. And of course, somebody will win that highly coveted title, Ben's Legend of the Week Award, just before 8 o'clock tonight. So loads of reasons to keep listening and to get interactive here on Phoenix as well. Now then, regular contributor and friend to the show, Eddie Bushell, has suggested the next track, so only too happy to oblige again. Some of the tracks we're playing tonight relate to losing at a tug-of-war tournament. I guess if you're losing heavily, you get dragged over that line that shows you've lost and then end up in a heap and feel desperate. Or you can just raise a white flag, can't you? Thanks, Dido.
I won't put my hands up. surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
That's Dido there then with the fabulous white flag. Although a strange lyric, I will go down with this ship. Presumably the captain of a ship she's being as she's singing that part of the song. I don't recall them ever having to wave a white flag as they sink. I know you have to go down with your ship if you're the captain, don't you? Which is a bit of a harsh rule. I say, if you're the captain, get off first. You know, you ought to have a lot of authority. Just get everyone to jump out your way. But anyway, whether captains wave white flags or not, that was Dido. It was suggested by Eddie Bushell. And it kind of linked relatively well to National Tug of War Day, which it is today on the 21st of July. If you're just joining us, it's not just National Tug of War Day. Oh, no. So many other causes for celebration. It's National Junk Food Day. Whether you're having pizza, fish and chips, burgers, chicken, or something entirely different, you know, today's the correct day to do so, so you really ought to, you know. And now Deliveroo and Uber Eats and other such companies have started back up again. Obviously, there are more than those two available. Please check them all out. You can get it delivered straight to your door. You barely have to even do anything. You don't have to go out now. It's amazing, isn't it? So, yes, if you are fancying junk food, maybe this evening is the evening to be particularly taking part in that. And it's also National Be Someone Day. For everybody out there who's no one, today you can be someone. I don't quite know what it's all about. I think it's all about kind of positive thinking and, you know, just staying strong and believing in yourself and all that kind of ilk. But it's Be Someone Day. So, you know, don't be no one. Everybody, be someone, okay? We'll get on to that musically a bit later on. And we will also about the fact it's Legal Drinking Age Day. So in the UK, if you turned 18 today, very exciting for you, isn't it? In the US, if you turn 21 today, you'll feel the same level of excitement as 18-year-olds in the UK with regards to alcoholic consumption. I'm not saying you should do it in excess. You know, I got drunk in the jungle once and got absolutely paralytic. Anyway, moving swiftly on, here's another track. Now, we do love a tenuous link to tracks every now and again on the show that goes like this, and Eddie Bushell has really pulled out all the stops with this one. His white flag offering from Dido made sense to me. Then he sent in an example saying, why don't I play Men in Black by Will Smith? And you kind of think, where has that come from with regards to National Tug of War Tournament? Men in Black by Will Smith. No, there was no tug of war in that film. Oh no, but listen to this. Men in Black features Will Smith, who also starred in Independence Day with the character Bill, the actor Bill Pullman. Tug of war, pulling. It's getting on for one of those 6 degrees of separation there. It's very, very tenuous. I like the song though. Well done, Eddie. Love it when it kicks in. Are you feeling funky? Let's do it.
It's the MIBs. Here come the MIBs. Guys dressed in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence, guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list, we straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. And now, from the deep
Cause of the darkest of night on the horizon. Bright light into sight tight. Camera zoom on the impending doom. But then like boom, black suits fill the room up. With the quickness, talk with the witnesses. Hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please? Do what we say, that's the way we kick it. Yeah, I mean? Or see the noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless, and my bees freezing up all black.
That's it for
men in black. And let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit. Cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Sorry.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What a great film Men in Black was. We all feared the neuralizer, didn't we? You know, forgetting everything that's just happened with a quick wave of some light in front of your eyes coming out of a weird cylindrical cigar-shaped object. I loved the film Men in Black. They never quite hit the heights with the sequels, did they? Second one, not quite as good. Third one had some time travelling, but bit rubbish. And then they've just done that Men in Black International, which I had extremely high hopes for, not featuring Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones. Bit of a mistake to break up that partnership. Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson? I liked Liam Neeson and Emma Thompson being in it, but, you know, how many people called Thompson need to be in a film? That's all I think. Anyway, Men in Black, interesting franchise. The first film, by far, still the best, and really, really awesome. If you're only going to watch one Men in Black film, keep it to the original. That's what I suggest with my extensive movie knowledge. Now, let me also share with you today, it's just gone 6:30, and as I've said a couple of times, the 21st of July is National Junk Food Day. Yes. So it's completely acceptable to have junk food. And to that end, I have just shared my hotly contested poll for this episode 126 of the show that goes like this. That has been shared to my social media channels. And it now says, if you could only have one tonight, which would you choose, McDonald's or KFC? Obviously, we do appreciate on this programme there are many types of fast food, but for purposes of a two-competitor poll, I'm simply asking, which would you choose if you could only have one tonight, McDonald's or KFC? You can't cop out and say, yeah, I'll have a McDonald's cheeseburger and still a bit of chicken from KFC. Don't know why you'd say it in that slightly patronising voice, but you can't do that this evening. You have to choose one or the other, McDonald's or KFC. Surprisingly, I think, in the early running of voting, 33% of voters going for McDonald's. That means 67% going for KFC. If you want to change things, get into action. perspective here on the show that goes like this tonight. It's on my Ben Simmons personal page on Facebook. It's shared to my Ben Simmons radio page as well. Just a single click to cast your vote. Go on, get involved, have a bit of fun. I love it when it changes before my eyes. Another few votes come in for KFC. It's now 25% McDonald's, 75% KFC. Keep those votes coming. Well, we could prove once and for all this evening which is the more popular takeaway. Here's another track. It was suggested by another regular contributor and friend of the show, the brilliant Rachel Woollett, and it relates to National Tug of War Tournament Day. See, it's not just National Tug of War Day, it's National Tug of War Tournament Day. You know, it's a feeling of progression, it's building. You know, it's getting some momentum going, coming through the early stages and getting through to the knockout rounds. Is that what happens in a tug-of-war tournament? Has anyone ever been involved in a tug-of-war tournament? I'd love to hear from you. Please message me, Ben Simmons Radio, or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can email the station, radio@phoenixfm.com as well. Here, suggested by Rachel Woollett, is two tribes going to war. Is it a tug-of-war? Frankie Goes to Hollywood knows.
The air attack warning sounds like... this is the sound.
Let's do it. Come on, Frankie. Go to Hollywood. Needs to kick in before it gets good.
When you hear the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover.
That's better.
Let's go.
Phoenix FM.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Two Tribes there. While that track was on, a raft of votes have come in. Not literally, there isn't a small canal outside the studio with a raft that's just passed by, but a raft of votes have come in for the hotly contested poll, and KFC veritably trouncing McDonald's right now. If you could only have one tonight, which would you choose, McDonald's or KFC? 17% of voters going for McDonald's, 83% now going for KFC, which is incredible. So there you go. That could all change before the end of the show. I'll keep you updated. And if you want to cast your vote or share that poll on your own social media and get all your friends to vote the same way you did, you know, feel free. Manipulate the vote. We don't care about Russian meddling here on the show that goes like this. Although we do on a governmental level, obviously. I'm going to stop digging a hole for myself and just move on to a completely different topic. Yes. It's National Tug of War Tournament Day on the 21st of July, which is rather exciting. More votes coming in for KFC. Oh, no, a couple have come in for McDonald's as well. Oh, starting the fight back, possibly. Anyway, I'll keep you updated, like I said. But yes, National Tug of War Tournament Day. Don't just organise a tug of war. Organise multiple teams to get involved. There's got to be a group stage or, you know, at least some sort of quarter-final, semi-final, final knockout format. It can't just be one match. That's barely a game, let alone a tournament. Anyway, I'm going to keep the music playing, much of which has been suggested by you lovely legends. And here's one that was suggested by Ash Mutterpan, which is rather marvellous. Oh, no, that's coming up later. Coming up after this track, so apologies to Ash if you're listening. Your track is coming up shortly. Before that, though, here's one that was suggested by Barbara Ferry, another regular contributor to the show. Great to have you all along again tonight. Here, Tug of War Tournament related, are the Bee Gees with You Win Again.
What everybody needs. Shouldn't let you take me.
Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for bothering to tune in and take part and be here on your Tuesday evening. Hope it's treating you relatively well. I have to say, I've received a genius video on my Facebook Messenger. We did just play Two Tribes by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Eddie Bushell in Norfolk has just sent me a video of his daughter Frankie going out the front door. And he says to her in his sort of paternal, authoritative way, "Frankie, where are you going?" And she just says, "Hollywood," and then goes out the door, which I think is a marvellous way of doing that. I might see if everybody can do that in future. Whenever I play a song by a band, you've got to find a way of recreating it, the band name, on video in your own house and sending it to me. Maybe don't do that. I don't want to be inundated throughout the show, but I might do a special show with where I can relate your videos. It's difficult to see if other people can't see them. I just have to describe them on social media, but it certainly tickled me. Well done, the Bushell households, in particularly Frankie. It was very convincing. I honestly believe you could be halfway to Norwich Airport by now. Anyway, marvellous. Well done. Don't forget, loads of stuff going on today. It's not just National Tug of War Tournament Day. It's National Junk Food Day. It's National Be Someone Day. And it's Legal Drinking Age Day as well. So presumably this next track, which was suggested by Maria on the Isle of Wight, was suggested for National Tug of War Tournament Day, but it kind of is appropriate for all of them. You know, if you go out to get junk food, if you want to be someone, and if you decide you're going to have a drink no matter what your age, nothing is going to stop you now.
Together, standing strong.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and nothing is going to stop us on the show that goes like this from keeping you orally entertained. It's difficult to get the distinction between oral and aural. I should have said hourly entertained, just to be a bit clear. had I listened more in my English lessons, I maybe have been a bit better at that and a little bit more loquacious, so to speak, which I can only say because of my English lessons. Why am I suddenly talking about my English lessons? Well, if you were listening to Ian Lee's Drive Time show the last 15 minutes or so, my dad featured because Ian Lee played a track that my dad recorded in the 1960s. But my dad mentioned that a lady who taught me English at school is retiring, and I don't know why he mentioned it rather than letting me mention it, but thanks for reminding me anyway, Dad. I'd just like to say, whether she's listening or not this evening, and I hope somehow, somewhere she is, a huge thanks to Pam Walder, which is her married name. She was Miss Lambert, which was her maiden name, when she taught me English literature at school. I did A-level English literature. I got an A, so it must have been down to the teaching, as well as my innate English ability. But huge thanks to Pam. Why am I thanking her? Yes, she's retiring as of a couple of days ago. It was her last official day before retirement. So we wish you a hugely happy and relaxing retirement. Hope everything's wonderful for you, Pam. And thanks for everything you've done for me while I was at school and for all the people who you've had an impression upon throughout all the years of your career. Absolutely brilliant. Now, this next track is really, well, it's not English literature related, so I've let Pam Walder down with that one, but I'm sure she had a tug on her heartstrings as she was leaving Dartford Grammar School, where she spent most of her career, and that relates back very well to National Tug of War Tournament Day. And I did promise Ash Matapan I'd get a track on for him as well. He suggested this one, Tug of War, by Carly Rae Jepsen. Thanks again to Pam Walder.
You seem to go too good to be true. You're holding me stronger than I'm used to. Don't go out with the boys tonight. I won't sleep a wink. Wonder what you'll do.
I'm
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is. And now it's time for Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Here it comes. It's one of the easier ones in terms of there's no complicated mathematical sum or formula you need to know or any real major guesswork, but still going to be extremely difficult to get the correct answer. And I have put this on my social media, but you get an extra clue if you're listening live to the show, which may help you get closer. So for Ben's impossible question tonight, listen carefully, including the one I'm currently doing. How many shows have I now presented on Phoenix FM? Now, don't rush to answer, because yes, you can look back on my blog page and see previous shows that I've posted, and it gives you episode numbers, which can help you get close. But this is the reason you need to listen live. I'm not putting this on social media. The show that goes like this is not the only show I've ever presented on Phoenix FM. Yes, I've been here almost 3 years presenting my own show, and I did number this one earlier, if you were listening intently, but I have filled in for other people when they've been on holiday or ill or unavailable, and there have been shows that I've covered for other presenters for. How many times have I done that over the years? That is where the impossible part of Ben's impossible question comes in. So best of luck answering, and we will reveal the winner again about 10 to 8 this evening. So get your answers in. You have to go to my Ben Simmons Radio or Ben Simmons Facebook pages and comment on the correct post to put a legitimate answer. If you don't comment on the correct post, it's not legitimate. It's an illegitimate answer. That's awful. Oh dear. Put your answer in the correct place. You might as well have a guess. In the words of a Catherine Tate character, just guess. Go on, it's a bit of fun. Someone's guessed already and they've got relatively close. So keep those guesses coming. Well done, everybody. Let me also update you, if I can get the page to refresh. Yes, I can. On the hotly contested poll, if you could only have one tonight, which would you choose, McDonald's or KFC? So far, it is again a trouncing for KFC. McDonald's just 29% of the vote. KFC has 71% of the vote. Clearly people's favourites. That finger-licking good, marvellous chicken. It could all change before the end of the show. If you feel strongly and love McDonald's, get your vote cast. It's just a single click. Share the poll to your own page and get your friends to vote as well. Go on, I dare you. Anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for being interactive as we approach 7 o'clock. And yes, I want to get as many answers as possible to Ben's impossible question tonight. So best of luck if you have an attempt at that, including this one tonight. How many shows have I now presented on Phoenix FM? And let's get some more tug of war related music, because if you just joined us, the 21st of July is National Tug of War Tournament Day. And I did say earlier, it's very difficult to get tracks that actually directly relate to tug of war. Well done, Ash Matapam, for suggesting Carly Rae Jepsen's Tug of War. And what about this one? Paul McCartney's Tug of War. Well, there you go.
It's a tug of war. What with one thing and another, it's a tug of war. We expected more, but with one thing and another, we were trying to outdo each other in the tug of war. In another world, in another world, we could stand on top of the mountain with our flag unfurled. In a time to come, in a time to come, we will be dancing to the beat played on a different drum. It's a tug of war. It's a tug of war, but I can't let go. nothing is gonna crumble. It's a tug of war. In years to come, they may discover what the air we breathe and the life we lead are all about. But it won't be soon enough, soon enough for me. No, it won't be soon enough, soon enough for me. It's a tug of war. What with one thing and another, it's a tug of war. We expected more, but with one thing and another, we were trying to outscore each other in a tug of war.
Phoenix FM.
Paul McCartney there then with Tug of War on this National Tug of War Tournament Day. I think you can't really get more appropriate. As we have now entered the second hour of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, let's get in early. Let's not leave it till the last minute. It's time, with 57 minutes of this programme to go, for celebrity birthdays, he says, knowing the listeners are reeling back in shock. So, I know you're all desperate to know which celebrities were born on this day, 21st of July. Well, Paloma Faith is 39 today. X Factor winner Rebecca Ferguson is 34 today. American actor Josh Hartnett is 42 today. Singer Cat Stevens is 72 today. Another singer, Lucy Spraggan, is 29 today. And had they survived, Robin Williams would have been 69 today. And Ernest Hemingway would have been 121. There we go, celebrity birthdays done and dusted before 7:05, virtually unheard of on this programme. See, you never know what's coming next. Regular features happening at a different time of the show. Absolutely crazy this week. Oh yes, we're having fun on the show that goes like this. Hopefully you are as well, wherever you're listening. And thanks for getting involved to those of you that have. Absolutely marvellous of you, whether it's been song suggestions or sending me videos or having a guess at Ben's impossible question, or just clicking the single-click voting option on the hotly contested poll this evening. And there is still an opportunity to be my Legend of the Week. I'll play one more track and then tell you what you need to do for that. So many ways to be interactive on the show that goes like this, so please do just that. If you're listening online, open up another tab, get onto social media, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and I'll monitor those things. If you send me a message, more than likely you'll make it onto the airwaves here on Phoenix FM. Now, Barbara Ferry has done just that and sent this track suggestion in, coming next. Another one where you think, how does it relate to Tug of War? It's Lady Gaga, it's Ariana Grande, it's called Rain on Me. Yes, it's very popular right now, but Tug of War, do you get rained on in the Tug of War? No. Barbara Ferry points out, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, couple of yanks. Touché.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up, you showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I love that track, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me. Thanks to Barbara Ferry for suggesting that. It's coming up to 9 minutes past seven. Hope your Tuesday evening is still going swimmingly. Whether you're swimming, swimming pools aren't open again yet, are they? When are they allowed to? 1st of August? Are they allowed to? I saw a thing on the news a few days back that open air swimming pools were allowed to, but news had come too late for some Lidos to bother, or Lidos, whatever you correctly pronounce them, to bother opening because of the cost it takes to fill them up and maintain them. Anyway, we're here in our Brentwood studios. We have a leisure centre pretty darn close to us here, so hopefully their swimming section can reopen very, very soon. Can you swim in a mask? It's not safe, is it? Goggles, got to be an option. And something over your mouth. Only full deep sea diving equipment will be permitted for you to swim, at which case you sink straight to the bottom. I'm rambling again and talking rubbish, but I like it. Hopefully someone out there listening does as well. And yes, don't forget you can still have a guess at Ben's impossible question, asking this evening, including tonight, how many shows have I now presented on Phoenix FM? Find the post on my Facebook page and comment below with your guess. How many shows have I now presented on Phoenix FM? I've been here 3 years, just doing one a week. You can guess, although I don't do them necessarily all throughout pantomime. And I haven't just done my own show. I've covered other people's shows. I've covered Eat My Brunch for Michelle Ward a few times. I've covered the Phoenix Sports Show as well on a Saturday occasionally. And before they even allowed me to have my own show, I had to have a couple of tryouts where I presented a couple of tryout shows. So, you know, it's all there for you to guess. There's no way of getting it definite. You know, there's no way of knowing. Hence, it's Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Have a guess. Just guess. Go on, get involved, get interactive on the show that goes like this. That is what we like. Here is some more music that somehow, no matter how tenuously, relates to the world of tug-of-war tournaments. It's Etta James. Something's got a hold on me, is what the rope would be saying. I'm really sorry.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Yeah. Before, no, no.
Yeah.
I just wanna tell you right now that
ooh.
I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me here.
FM.
Something's Got a Hold on Me by Etta James there then. Marvellous. While that track was on, I've had a message from another regular contributor to the show, Ron Wilmot, who likes to send in little quips every now and again. And Ron says, I came across an old boat that had been used at Dunkirk. It was a tug of war. One of your lesser ones there, I feel, Ron, but thanks so much for bothering and sending it in anyway. But I enjoyed it to some extent. Thank you very much indeed for getting involved and being interactive on the show that goes like this. Great to have you all along. I will play one more track and then I'm going to tell you what you have to do. And you're only going to have about 35 minutes to do it in to try and be Legend of the Week this week. So many other things going on. We've had celebrity birthdays already. We've done Ben's Impossible Question. Answers trickling in constantly. And the hotly contested poll is still going. After the next track, you will hear the requirement to be Legend of the Week this week. And the hotly contested poll, just to keep you updated, if you could only have one, which would you choose tonight, McDonald's or KFC? 71% of the vote is with KFC, just 29% with McDonald's. There we go. possibly controversial, possibly not. People preferring chicken to burgers. I know they do other things, but anyway. Right, let's get some more music on. Here is another one that loosely relates to tug of war tournaments. It's Boyzone. Oh yes, Boyzone there with Baby Can I Hold You, another thing a team would be saying to a rope in a tug of war tournament. Yes, I know it's tenuous, but I'm not even vaguely sorry. Now, here's what you need to do to be Legend of the Week tonight. Now, obviously, more people than ever have been on social media over the last few months since lockdown began, and lots of people have created amusing things on social media to keep each other going. Those kind of memes or sort of humorous quotes you get posted as a picture across social media. And I am asking for Legend of the Week tonight to comment on the post I've written on Facebook. So you have to comment on that particular post, sharing your favourite memes or humorous quotes that you've seen anywhere on social media since the lockdown began. I'm going to give you some examples I've found. They don't have to be related to the COVID situation or the government or anything like that, just anything that's been shared since we went into lockdown that you found amusing. One is a guy looking like he's pleased with himself saying, "Can't be late when you add ish to all of your times." I like that. And another one that's kind of pretty appropriate for my wife, Hayley Jane. It says, just tell me when and where and I'll be there 20 minutes late. Brilliant. And then another one that really tickled me. If a man says something and his wife isn't there to hear him, is he still wrong? That's brilliant. And then someone who just had enough, I guess, with lockdown. I don't want to adult anymore. I don't even want to human. I want to goat. Just eat all day and headbutt anyone who annoys me. So, yeah, they're all rather hilarious. I love those kinds of things. When you find one that tickles you, it's particularly brilliant. So go through your social media, any you may have saved or shared previously, and share it again on my Legend of the Week request post on my Ben Simmons Facebook page. It has been shared to Ben Simmons Radio as well. But please comment on the correct place, and the one I deem to be the best will win the Legend of the Week award for tonight. So much you got to get involved with now. The hotly contested poll is still running. You can put your answer to Ben's impossible question. And now there is a Legend of the Week requirement as well. So lots of things to do in the last 38 minutes and 50 seconds of this show. And I'm going to keep the music coming. Now, we're going to move away from tug-of-war tournaments momentarily. Don't despair. I know it's going to be heartbreaking for some of you who've particularly enjoyed it since 6 o'clock. But as I said, it is also on the 21st of July, Legal Drinking Age Day. So songs about drinking? That's difficult. Not for you, B40.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons since that track from UB40 went on. This is still the show that goes like this. Yes, you're listening to Phoenix FM. Thanks very much for sharing part of your Tuesday evening with us here. And yeah, it's coming up to 25 past 7, just 35 minutes of this programme left. As ever, it's flying by for me. Hope it is for you as well. And yeah, loads of great stuff coming up on Phoenix FM as well. Check out our website for our full schedule and you will see all the brilliant shows that are on throughout the entire week. Some interesting news about when I'm next on for you a bit later on in the programme as well. Possibly before next Tuesday. There's a bit of added excitement, isn't there? Lots of interesting memes and amusing quotes have come in already for the Legend of the Week requirement. Thank you very much for doing that. They're keeping me entertained, so that's brilliant. Please keep them coming. If you want to be Legend of the Week tonight, you've got to get your suggestion in before, really, 10 to 8 to be fully eligible, as I like to call it. And, yeah, lots of people sadly see the posts too late and miss out on the chance to be Legend of the Week. So feel free to share it. Send it to your friends. I'm asking for you to comment below with the best memes or quotes you've seen on social media since lockdown began. Don't have to be related to COVID. Can be anything humorous. Can be politically biting, politically motivated. Can be absolutely ridiculous. Whatever you put on there, the best, in my opinion, will win tonight's Legend of the Week award. And you can still answer Ben's impossible question and vote on the hotly contested poll. Just scroll down my Ben Simmons profile. You will see all the places to get interactive on the show that goes like this. So we're getting alcohol related music now for the next few minutes anyway, and we had Red Red Wine by UB40. What's coming next? Well, for all you whiskey drinkers out there, bit of Thin Lizzy.
Thank you. so big a seven.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Absolutely, we're into the final 27 minutes and 50 seconds of the show that goes like this. Hope it's been enjoyable for you so far. Hope to keep it enjoyable for that remaining time. And then keep it here because Rob Harvey's up with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock. Another fabulous show on a Tuesday evening here on Phoenix. Still got quite a few tracks to try and squeeze in. And then we've got to come to terms with the resolution of everything. Ben's Impossible Question, the Legend of the Week and the Hotly Contested Poll. Let me just scroll down social media channels and I can tell you that there has been a little bit of a fight back from McDonald's. Not enough to stop it being soundly beaten still by KFC, but the hotly contested poll tonight, if you could only have one, which would you choose, McDonald's or KFC? Now 33% of the vote is with McDonald's, 67% with KFC. There's been quite a lot of votes come in for that. Thank you very much. If you've just started listening, you're going to have to find that poll on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. It is shared to my personal Ben Simmons page as well. Scroll down a little bit because there are other interactive things that have happened since that was posted. So scroll down, find the poll, click to cast your vote. It could still change before I go off the air. And if you want to be Legend of the Week, remember, you have to comment below the post asking for you to do this with the best memes or quotes you've seen on social media since lockdown began. Quite a few of you have done just that already, which is truly, truly wonderful. So thank you very much for getting involved. I'm keeping the alcohol-related music coming because we've already done Tug of War Tournament Day to death. It is also Legal Drinking Age Day on the 21st of July. Therefore, let's find some more alcohol-related music. Tequila's good, isn't it? The champs think so. We'll be right back. Yes, and that was The Champs with Tequila. Imagine being the guy at the recording of that track that just had to go, Tequila, in that low voice and not quite nailing it. Everyone else has got the music right, and then you just go, Tequila. Oh, sorry, can I do it again? Tequila. Yeah, no, we need it right first time. Oh, all right, go on, play it all again, lads. I'm sure that's what happened, and they didn't just overlay it. You know, maybe they didn't back then when they had recording facilities. Who knows how it all worked? Anyway, I hope you're okay. Thanks for still being here on the 21st of July, this marvellous balmy Tuesday evening. That's with an L, not with an R. Although you could say it's both, I suppose. I said there were quite a lot of tracks to squeeze in, as well as resolving everything. Well, to keep it possible to squeeze all the tracks in, I better keep them coming. I better talk a bit less. Don't say you're pleased. No, you're not allowed to. Here's another drink-related track on Legal Drinking Age Day on the 21st of July. Well, at this venue, you can order what you like. It's completely free. Here's Wham. Yes, Club Tropicana with crickets in the background. Jimmy Cricket? No, the insect, not the Irish comedian. Come on, Wham. Where are you, lads? Enough of the crickets. Enough of the motorbikes parking. Could be a motorbike and sidecar, I guess. Enough of the footsteps. Get inside. Come on. Get inside and enjoy yourself. We're almost there. Finally.
Phoenix FM.
Wham and Club Tropicana, absolutely marvellous. I said there was a brief fight back coming up from McDonald's in the hotly contested poll this evening. Votes are trickling in for McDonald's, but I don't think it's going to be enough to overcome the deficit before I go off the air with just 18 minutes left. But if you could only have one tonight, which would you choose, McDonald's or KFC? Currently, the voting stands at 37% now with McDonald's, 63% with KFC. Still a resounding success for KFC. I'm sure the owners of KFC will be delighted that poll is that result at the moment on the show that goes like this. And the owners of McDonald's will be extremely concerned. Anyway, you can do that. Single click, cast your vote before I leave the station at 8 o'clock tonight. And other things you can do as well. Have a guess at Ben's impossible question, including the one I'm currently doing. How many shows have I now presented on Phoenix FM? I've been here 3 years. I've covered shows for other presenters as well as doing my own every single week. Try and work it out. There's a place you can have a guess on my social media page. Lots of people have done just that. And also, if you want to be legend of the week tonight, then you have to comment below a certain post on my Facebook profile with the best memes or amusing quotes you've seen on social media since lockdown began. They can be COVID related, they don't have to be, they can be on any topic whatsoever, and the best that I consider to be the best will win legend of the week tonight. Could it be you? Who's it going to be? Oh, it's all happening in the death throes of this program now. I did say it's Tug of War Tournament Day today and Junk Food Day and Legal Drinking Age Day, but it's also Be Someone Day. Don't just sit back in the shadows and be a nobody. It's time to step up, be counted, and be someone. To that end, the last three tracks we're going to hear tonight, quite inspirational to really sort of get us going, to really make us feel good about ourselves. And hopefully, you may know people have been affected by COVID, and we're sorry if you do, but hopefully you've made it through so far relatively unscathed through this pandemic, and therefore, just like Elton, you're still standing.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And if you think this fool could never win, well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. The road leaving me again.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And Elton John is still standing. Hope you are too. Thanks for still being here towards the end of the show that goes like this tonight. You're still standing on this Tuesday evening with me, which is absolutely marvellous. And I've only got 12 minutes and a few seconds to squeeze in a couple more tracks and sum up the entire show. So we'll do one more track, and then I will tell you the answers of Ben's impossible question, and I will tell you who is legend of the week tonight. So lots to squeeze in. It's literally all happening. And because it is National Be Someone Day, here's another inspirational track from Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night.
Yes, that was Katy Perry with Firework there. I brought to an abrupt end because I've realised I can get in another inspirational track before my final one as well. And I've got to tell you the answer to Ben's impossible question. So I did ask, including tonight, how many shows have I presented on Phoenix FM? And yes, I've been doing my own show for 3 years now, but I have covered shows for other presenters as well. So you had to guess. And lots of guesses came in. Eddie Bushell said 141. Daniel Perry and Barbara Ferry said 125. Maria from the Isle of Wight said 148. Rachel Woollett said 130. Dave Bourne said 7,016. And Graham Smith said probably not enough, which is very kind, I thought. But, and I've got serious nepotism issues coming through because my dad won Legend of the Week last week. His answer is the nearest to Ben's impossible question. Unbelievably, Keith Simmons is right. Well, he's not absolutely right, but he's closest with 134. Tonight is my 136th show. Congratulations to my dad. Celebrate. Well done. You've got closest to Ben's impossible question this evening. Lots of people got very close indeed. Dave Bourne way out, and Graham Smith a little bit existential with his suggestion there, so not really quite sure how to judge that. Now, one more track, and then we'll find out who Legend of the Week is. Here's Kelly Clarkson with Stronger.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and here we go then. We've got to sum up tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. It's all happening. Thanks so much if you've been involved interactively in one way or another. And I have to say a huge thanks to everyone that sent in these humorous memes and quotes to try and be my legend of the week tonight. And what can I tell you has come in? Well, loads of amusing things. There's one that says Manchester United allow David De Gea to train without a mask after club doctors confirm there's no way he can catch anything. That was from Gary Collins. Thanks for that. Dave Bourne sent in an extravagant Venn diagram of saying 1984, Animal Farm, Logan's Run, Soylent Green, Brave New World, Brazil, and then a You Are Here in the middle. Rachel Willett sent in, how is homeschooling going, and not good underneath, written in a child's writing. Melissa Stanton's been on fire and sent in a couple of Star Trek related ones, with Captain Kirk saying to a load of extras wearing those red shirts, you know they're going to get killed, and he says, don't worry lads, I'm sure we'll survive this coronavirus. She's also sent in 2020, written by Stephen King, directed by Quentin Tarantino. Eddie Bushell sent in, don't believe everything you've read on the internet, that quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln. And why do the Star Wars movies go 4, 5, 6 and then 1, 2, 3? Because in charge of planning, Yoda was. But I'm giving the victory to Melissa Stanton for this one. It's Leicester City FC's new mascot, which is a COVID virus person in a costume, which is marvellous. So very well done. Thanks for sending that in. The legend of the week is Melissa Stanton. Well done, Melissa. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. I've got an appropriate track to play us out on National Be Someone Day. I'll be back on Saturday covering for John Chubb with the Phoenix FM Sports Show. So I look forward to seeing you then. Here, knowing who she is Gloria Gaynor. Rob's up next. Bye for now.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook. Or the ovation, it's mine.
not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am.